Save your faves with vouchers from Dineplan, supporting your favorite small businesses for a better South Africa after lockdown with 702.
The Pink Ladies Valet Airport Parking Service started in 2008, and they are the business that we're profiling on the programme today. And of course, this is all in line with what we've been telling you for the last few weeks. Your favourite local spot has always been there when you needed them, and that coffee shop or hair salon, the nail bar or the laundromat, restaurant or sweet shop that you can't access right now because they can't operate in lockdown is waiting for your support. They need you more than ever. 702 and Dineplan have given you a way to sort this out, to save them from shutting down in this difficult period, one voucher at a time. And what we'll be asking you to do is go to 702.co.za, buy that voucher so they can pay their salaries, they can stay open, they can continue to take care of you after the lockdown is over. And we're already in day 50. It's not that far away. We're starting to move towards the lower stages of lockdown, and that's a pretty good sign already. So I did give you an idea of when the Pink Ladies Valet Airport Parking Service kicked off, but let's get more details about what they actually do. Zahn Uster is the owner of the Valet Parking Service and joins us now. Zahn, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for speaking to us today. So tell me this. I believe that you are basically facilitating a service where people are able to afford and to enjoy long-term parking at the airport when they travel from ORT out.
Yes, and that is correct. We do normal parkings, and then we also have the pool people that staying at other locations, Cape Town, Durban, that leave their cars with me. So when I travel to the site, the cars get washed, get ready, delivered to the airport so they can do their businesses. And then we also do big companies as Improcan, Sawbird, that make use of the Pink Ladies, and then we have our normal clients and people that travel for businesses and holidays.
All right. So I found it quite expensive to park at the airport, particularly in the long-term parking when I travel out of the country. What exactly do you charge per day? I've got quotes for about 250 rand or so.
Okay, yeah, normally some places are expensive, but we charge 80 rand per day. So depending on the period of time you're parking at us, it goes cheaper. So for how long you park at me, it goes cheaper than the normal prices.
Right. And tell me, how easy is it to make a booking with you?
Well, we are on basically all the social media platforms. We have an online site. You can do online booking. You can contact us on WhatsApp. You can phone us. There's many ways to get hold of Pink Ladies and make your booking.
Right. So, Zahn, tell me this, because I think many businesses have been able to continue working partially during this lockdown, particularly as we move from one stage to another. But I suppose you've not been able to work at all during the lockdown.
Not at all. I sent all my staff members home. So it's been difficult in this COVID-19. So that's why I joined the voucher plan.
And tell me, how many staff members do you have?
Currently, 5, 3 drivers and 1 office lady. And then it's myself, my mother and my wife manage the management department.
Right. So it's been a tough time, undoubtedly, for all of you, family and staff. So give me a sense of this. How are you hoping that Dineplan and the vouchers that our listeners are hopefully going to support you with are going to keep you going during this difficult time?
Well, that's what we're currently hoping for. So the thing is, if we can sell vouchers and stuff, just to support, my main goal is just to get money in to support my staff members so they can also provide food on their tables and for their families. That's my main goal. Me, I'm okay with the food and all that stuff. So the main thing is just for my staff. I don't want my staff to go a bit hungry and say, they understand my point.
Yes, I do, Zahn. It's a huge responsibility employing people. Thank you for sharing that with us, and thank you for sharing your story as well as all the details of what you do at the Pink Ladies and Lads Valet Parking Service. It's a slightly unusual one. This is one we haven't done before. It's not food. It's not any of the sort of leisure activities that people usually buy vouchers for, but it's very practical indeed. And I think we've all had this experience in recent times, parking at OR Tambo International of late in the last last few months, I found has become an absolute nightmare, particularly if you're taking a long trip. You want to know that your car is safe. You want to know that it's being looked after by reliable people. But you also want to know that what you're paying for that service is a fairly reasonable one. And at 80 Rand a day, depending on how long you park there, I think it's a pretty reasonable service that Zan Yuster and his team are providing. So this is what you have to do. You can go ahead and you can save Zan's business. You can support him and his staff right now. All you have to do is go to 702.co.za and buy a voucher.